too many Tic Tacs in the town.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the 3:38 starting time. Please welcome from Toronto, Ontario, Canada, Matthew Wiley. Play away, please.
Ma.
Plenty of 149. Got a couple of couches. Sleep on the love seat. That's Beck, loser. Because we're all losers after the first week of DFS golf. Most of us. More on that in a second. Golf Plenty 149. Follow me on Twitter at Wiley77. At Golflandia. Or my burner account at Slappy_McJokesterTM. That's the name I've given all you sharp funnies on Twitter. And I throw the TM on there at Slappy_McJokesterTM because that's the brand I own. So you can print your shirts, putt sweat, now Slappy McJokester. TM. I can't even write TM because the T on my keyboard busted off. This MacBook Pro 15-inch screen is just coming apart at the seams. I was absolutely T for tilted because of some T for trademark infringement on my project with Mike Miller, greensquare.golf, joined today. Some Slappy_McFraudster copy and pasted our sheets and just posted them as his own. I know data in the interweb is pretty publicly available, but if he wants to test it, let's play. So I was just firing out my tweets, and this T exploded, which wasn't great. Oh, by the way, for the gentleman who said this podcast, you couldn't hear me. Listen, we brought our soundboard up to Canada, so not all the settings were on point, but I figured it out. Got to turn up the gain. That's the key to a successful podcast. Turn up the gain. So hopefully you can hear me better this week. IForgetYourName.org. But thank you for that suggestion. Let's get to some ad reads here quickly. Start with DraftKings. Golf is back. And by the way, I don't read these beforehand. We just flow right in. And sometimes when I see a sentence coming up that doesn't make sense, I just make it up myself. Like DraftKings is giving everyone $1 million next week. That's not a real sentence. Golf is back. That is not happening, by the way. Golf is back. That's right. We have a full weekend of golf ahead, and even though the trophy is reserved for the winner, the big cash prizes don't have to be. To add to the excitement, DraftKings, the leader in daily fantasy sports, my input, the leader in stock price for daily fantasy sports, that thing is a behemoth. If you want to invest in something and just close your eyes and wait 2 years, DKNG. I'm not pumping a stock. The leader in daily fantasy sports is putting you in the center of the action with a free shot at $1 million in prizes with your first deposit. They're doing another $1 million contest this week. It's nutso. It's easy to play. Just pick six golfers, stand to the salary cap, submit your lineup before the tournament tees off on Thursday, or don't, like I didn't. Talk about that in a second. Then sit back and follow the action. The more red numbers they have in the leaderboard, the closer you'll be to winning some green rack up points for pars, birdies, finishing position, and more. In a time of limited sports, this is your chance to scratch your competitive itch and reign supreme. Download the DraftKings app now and use Golflandia during sign-up. This week, DraftKings is putting you in the action with a free shot at $1 million in prizes. That's code Golflandia, and you can get a free shot at $1 million. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. Anyone who's dealt with erectile dysfunction knows how awkward it can be to talk about it in person. Luckily for you, there's a simple, convenient solution to get the treatment you need without leaving the couch. Our friends at Roman have spent years building a digital platform, that can connect you with a doctor licensed in your state, all from the comfort of your home. Roman makes it convenient to get the treatment you need right from your home. Just grab your phone or computer, complete a free online visit, and you'll hear back from a U.S. licensed physician within 24 hours. And you can still be on the couch. And if your doctor decides that treatment is right for you, your medication can be shipped right to your door with free two-day shipping. You'll also get free unlimited follow-ups with your doctor anytime you have questions or just want to hear or just want to adjust your plan. With Roman, there are no commitments and you can cancel anytime. So if you're struggling with ED, stay home. Go to Roman.com/Golflandia for a free online visit and free two-day shipping. That's GetRoman.com/Golflandia for a free online visit and free two-day shipping. This podcast is also brought to you by Greensquare.Golf. Course form, course history, all tours, 11,000 players, 40-plus tours, a trillion years. It's exactly what you need to put your teams together today. Listen, the DraftKings contest every week that we do, and they're doing it this week, $5 single entry. This is for Golflandia. $5 single entry. No rake, guaranteed money. So one of the talking points on DraftKings was what? It's easy to play, just pick six golfers. So here I am, Johnny freaking Golf Podcast. I didn't even enter a team in my own contest unintentionally. So I got a big 0 for 0. As I said on Twitter, no miscuts this week. Follow me and my picks at dumpster-fire.russia. That's the website for my picks. You can subscribe there. But if you win the contest, you get to be the podcast guest. I guess I need to make that more clear for new listeners. Because the two guys who tied, which is also interesting because that's never happened, I don't think. I was going to get them both on the podcast. We'll have to get them on next week or another week because they didn't respond quickly enough. But if you do win, DM me right away. My DMs are always open. Spieth. Last week. How about that? Yes, he hit it all over the yard. Yes, he chunked a lot of chips. Yes, his approach game was egregious at times. But he was making 40-foot putts. And he almost won the thing. Almost. Do you stay on him this week at 33-1? I mean, yes. Of course you do. I appreciate the PGA for bringing back the app preview. Sorry, the shot preview right underneath the player's name. That's very handy. They took that away on an update and they brought it back. They were listening. But I wish they'd taken it away right away when Spieth on his first drive went basically OB. But for everyone, I mean, he was plus one through one. Maybe parred the first hole, the par five. But, you know, people came in with the, you know, at old takes exposed or this didn't age well. Can we ban two things two terms. This didn't age well, and Sprinkle. And Live Ad. Those three. I know Slappy McJokesters are going to litter my content Twitter feed with this didn't age well, Sprinkles. Because I said I didn't like it. Bryson, listen, as I've always said, he seems like a very nice young man. I don't know if I can go through a whole season with announcers whenever he appears or reappears on camera talking about his size and weight and weight gain. There has to be more to it than that. I remember it when I watched hockey back in the 90s. There was a player for the Flyers called Keith Primo. And no matter what announcer was broadcasting the game, they would call him Big Keith Primo. It wasn't Keith Primo. It was Big Keith Primo. And he was like 6'5", 240. So he's a pretty big hockey player. But I couldn't wait till he retired. Because for some reason, it just drove me insane. And it's the same with Big Bryson DeChambeau. Big Keith Primo, Big Bryson DeChambeau. Plus the videos that Bryson put together hastily. Some documentary melodrama of his COVID day by day, starting with, I guess, early depression and then resurrection and him getting bigger. But it was set in sort of, you know, theatrical production. Him cooking bacon shirtless. Him eating bacon in his Bentley. You have to see it. Otherwise, I sound insane right now. So I posted a clip of No Context Bryson, which may be a theme this year on my Twitter account. Just whatever he posts on Instagram, and I'll just post it with no context. It was different. I don't hate Bryson. I like him. I just think that he does some goofy things. Like Dougie Fresh said, my content is weird. He said that tonight on Twitter. Dougie Fresh, your content is weird. I take that as a compliment, frankly, Dougie. And I'm not sure you're fresh, Chief. Anyway, the best response I got from posting that video of Bryson cooking bacon shirtless was from Rick Coombe. He said bacon needs to be cooked in the oven at 400 degrees. Accurate. Accurate. I'm so unnaturally food paranoid about spoilage, expiration dates, undercooking. I watched growing up in Canada, there was one of these, you know, educational videos that come on between broadcasts. Maybe it was a full show. But anyway, it was about botulism. And some family made preserved jam and didn't put preservatives in it. And it killed the whole family with botulism. And to this day, this has been 30 years, I've not touched jam. That's the effect it had on me. Where am I going with this? Oh, yeah. Cooked bacon at 400 degrees. All right, let's get to some questions. By the way, what Colonial showed me was that a lot of players are out of form. That a lot of us are going to jump off of because we don't think they could win again. Or they burned us so badly for a lot of you. English. Rom. Webb. Kevin Na. There were tons of them. Endless chalky players who did not make the cut. Palmer. It was crazy. This week's RBC Heritage, we're going to talk to Ryan about it. I think the course sets up to be similar to what we saw at Colonial. This is typically the course they play after the Masters. You don't get these type of fields after the Masters, so this is unique, and it's in June, and you have DJ at 40-1, which is just unbelievable. An RBC guy when RBC guys like to win these courses, their events, at 40 to 1 DJ is just unbelievable. I remember he played here and everyone was a flutter a few years ago because it was after the Masters. And he came in and he was 3.5 to 1. And it was just, he was so far ahead of the field. And we just thought he would slaughter people. He didn't win, but good DJ. That's one guy like Spieth you really want back on tour to play well. There is nothing like DJ who is just absolutely does not get DGAF, especially when he's winning. Nothing bothers him. And he just mashes your skull with that driver. I mean, it's a lot of fun. A DJ has won us more money than anyone else. Maybe Sergio on the Euro Tour, but DJ, good DJ, was just a sight to behold. All right, questions. Here we go. Whole bunch of slappies. Have to take a drink for this one. Soda water. Clean living. I'm only drinking soda water. Water. Grab yourself a glass today. All right. Matt 0181. Since Millie Makers appear to be a weekly thing, I assume the first major leads to a multi-Millie Maker? Patent pending. There's another word we can ban. Millie Maker. Millie Maker. Sprinkle. All those words. Mike, nickname G. Mike G in 713. How good was the broadcast? Did having no fans help or hurt? I thought it didn't hurt. I thought you probably saw a more natural scoreboard in terms of what players are capable of without any sort of nerves or noise that the fans provide. I think it's an important element to test golfers, and I think the fans need to be there. Did it bother me from a broadcast standpoint? Not really. I think they could dub in sound, you know, because you hit a big putt, you want to hear the crowd roar. It just adds to the excitement. And I think it's just where our ears are so accustomed to waiting for it. It was odd. It's easy. They dub in bird noises. They can dub in crowd sound. Chief Weber. He says, what NASCAR driver are you parlaying with Coke Rack? I don't follow NASCAR. I will not play NASCAR. But I'll parlay him with, I don't know, I can't even make it up. Corn cob McSteering wheel. There you go. Will this feature, the Slappy McJokester, will this podcast be featuring any prize giveaways? Yes. Are you, Brad, B-Chill 18. Bail money. That's what you're getting, Slappy McJokester. That's your prize. Bail money. Be chill 18. Are you considering 6 protein shakes a day? That's the one thing that's interesting about Bryson. I mean, Jordan Spieth was hitting at 335. I was pretty surprised at how far Jordan Spieth was hitting it. I mean, Bryson obviously is hitting it to the moon. But do the protein shakes help with putting? Bryson missed a few by a mile. Jordan didn't. He led the field in putting last week. Dan D'Annunzio, double D. Diamond Dan D'Annunzio. Does Siwoo Kim win this week? That's an interesting question. It doesn't matter what form Siwoo Kim has. When it's a Donald Ross or Pete Dye course, you play Siwoo Kim. Period. He came into the Players' Championship, the toughest tournament, perhaps one of the toughest courses on tour to win, toughest fields, strongest fields. And he had missed 45 cuts in a row. And he won. He's unbelievable. He just comes in, wins, and leaves, and doesn't make a cut for 3 years. Detroit Lions butter. Do you really trade stocks or just give an opinion that fits your narrative? Of course I trade. You must not have heard of Stonklandia. Do I trade? Yes. I told you the market was going up. Don't be duped by the shorts. Amazon, $724, $2,500 calls, if you can afford it. Do it. Do it. The market's going down. You're shaking out. Don't be. Of course it goes down. It has to go down to go up. Does Morikawa shake that off or will it linger? Smoggy boy, 22. I'm going to say it lingers. D. Johnson Swag, talk about how Berger was staring down Morikawa on 18 green as Morikawa had the putt to win. I noticed that. I thought there's no way, you know, there's no way that's happening, but it did seem like Berger was staring him down and added some, you know, hex to that putt. You know, Berger comes from a family of athletes. Berger, you know, he's won three times on tour now. That's a little more rarefied air. And Berger's fierce, man. I mean, he's shot how many rounds in a row in the 60s? He's the PGA Tour Rookie of the Year. He's really good. It's no joke. He's pretty fierce. I remember when we were when he was winning these FedEx St. Jude's. He's tough to beat. He's got a lot of game. He could win back to back. Tracy Lynn Brookings, how long can Bad keep this up? A long time. A long time. He's very good. Is that it? A lot of questions. Wow. Lastly, Jeff Wardham. What Imagine Dragon song? What Imagine Dragon song do you think Pat Reed putts to when he wants to get pumped? It's gotta be Radioactive. It's gotta be something so banal, like Radioactive. On replay. He's got one like song on Spotify and it's Radioactive by Imagine Dragons. That's good. Jeff Wortman. Tweet of the day, Jeff Wortman. You get the jacket. You get the Golflandia jacket. And you get to bail out Slappy McJokester. All right, let's talk to Ryan. Cash take you on a natural joint.
Cream, get the money. Tiger Woods, y'all.
Ryan, quite a start to your 2020 post-COVID golf season with your mortal enemy winning in epic fashion. What'd you think about that?
I mean, good for him. It was, he made a lot of putts, I'll say that. He obviously played well throughout the week, but I mean, on Sunday, he just made everything that he looked at. I was probably more surprised at how many of the studs struggled on the weekend, especially that last day. You know, Rory imploded. We got nothing from JT. Xander obviously fell down the stretch. So Bryson made a run, but, you know, he just didn't quite have it throughout the weekend. But, hey, good for Berger. He was trending up, obviously, these last 3 months, and I was hoping that the break would maybe knock him back to normal, but he kept on, and he got win number three. So, fun week overall, though.
It was pretty tilting, as evidenced by our group chat, when I basically slammed every single player on tour as gutless because I was trying to reverse mush for Spieth and it did not work. What did you take away from last week, if anything, about Jordan Spieth?
I made this point on Twitter earlier. I mean, it seems like he figured out that if you're going to be crooked, be long and crooked. Right. He hit more drivers. He was not hitting fairways, of course, but he hit more drivers and I think he was able to scramble better. But
335, he was bombing him.
Yeah. I mean, I think, look, it was the same speed. He showed flashes. He gained what, 8 strokes putting, on the purest bent grass greens that they see all year. He is a massive, massive fave for me this week. I just, like, you can't get away with that here because here you're not able to punch out. You're taking drops and penalties and stuff like that. So, zero interest in Spieth this week for me.
All right. Jumping up forward to this week, RBC Heritage. We typically don't get this stacked of field because this is the first tournament post Masters. And now we're doing it a little later in the year. And so without majors and being the second tournament back, and it's a big one. Decent field. Really good field. This course is a Pete Dye, and Pete Dye doesn't make things easy, right?
Correct.
Long fairway bunkers, a lot of bunkers, a lot of hazards, a lot of thinking, a lot of shot making, a lot of point A to point B, dog legs, especially on par five, sometimes double. There's three par fives here, albeit they're pretty scoreable. Really challenging 18th holes, and that's Pete Dye. So we've got a tough test this week. Lower double digits wins typically, which again is pretty identifies a pretty tough course on the PGA Tour. This is no exception. Michael Miller's course notes from Green Square Golf. Go to Green Square Golf today to get all your recent form and course history that you need to predict bets. Right?
Yeah. You just rolled right into that. That was great.
I was going to choke too. So, Mike Miller's notes. Hang on, let me pull these up. Course, Harbortown Links, Hilton Head, South Carolina, United States. 1969 classic Pete Dye design, assisted by Jack Nicklaus. This was Jack Nicklaus's first foray into design. I wonder how much he leaned on Jack for this. Maybe Jack put some of the railroad ties in.
Yeah, it doesn't scream Nicklaus design, so.
No.
Yeah, I'm not sure what that was about.
Par 71, 7,000 yards, three easy par fives, strategic coastal link style track that can be windy, 18th hole, par 472 yard par four with iconic Harbortown Lighthouse in the background. You get an extra stroke if you hit it. Heavily tree lined, which can disguise the wind. Course experience helps in this regard. My comments earlier on Twitter were very similar. You need a plotter. You need someone who is good around the greens. The greens aren't overly difficult from a green complex standpoint, mm-hmm. but they're difficult to hit because they're so small. The wind can play a factor. You just need an overall solid iron play, a pretty good wedge player. I mean, that's why you see Luke Donald, second place, 100 years in a row, one of the best wedge players ever. Webb Simpson, Graham McDowell, Matt Kuchar. So this week will be interesting. You've got a lot of guys from last week who really were terrible. I mean, I said the kill list last week for the chalky plays on DraftKings. Rahm, Webb, Nah, he killed everything of mine, Kevin Nah. And so Nah and Webb are back this week. And again, this course fits their style. Is there anything outside of what I just said about the course that you are looking at or can add?
No, I mean, I think you nailed it. A couple things that kind of really stand out, right? It's just in terms of making teams, you know, how you, I guess, adapt to the strength of field. Because we know every year we come here, you want to play Webb, you want to play Furyk, and they're $11,000. Now they're 9,000 and they're 8,300. So does that mean, you know, you take them at the discount on one of the best courses, or because the field is so strong, do you pay up for others? So, I think that's going to be one big thing. And of course, you know, everybody is going to overreact and overcompensate from what they saw last week, good or bad, right? They're all going to bail on Harris English. They're all going to bail on Webb. Maybe, they're all going to play Spieth. They're all going to play Rose. They're all going to play Xander. They're all going to play Bryson. And it just seems like this course is so wide open that.
And then Rahm wins.
Right? Yeah. I mean, you just want to zig where they zag. I mean, the best players play well anywhere. Is this one of the trickier courses? Yes. However, it is probably the most similar course on tour to Colonial. So don't think like the leaderboard's just going to flip and Rory, JT, Xander, Bryson are not going to be there, because they probably are.
Can you believe that we're getting Dustin Johnson at an RBC event where he's performed well at Harbortown?
At his home state, yep.
At his home state at 40 to 1? Is this the beginning of the end for DJ?
I mean, probably. Yeah. He had, yeah, what, a great 10 to 12 years where, you know, he was winning every year and one of the best players in the world. He still is when he's on, but he doesn't seem to have his game synced for one, and he doesn't seem to have that next gear that he always had. And most of that, of course, was off the tee. But like when DJ got going, nobody was beating him. And nope, you pretty much see that with Rory now. You've seen it with JT, but he doesn't have that gear right now.
Like Spieth. Really good DJ or great DJ was some of the best golf we could ever watch, especially if you're backing him. Just like that playoff, where was it? Wyndham against Spieth,
the Northern Trust, yeah,
Northern Trust on the 18th. I guess the 18th was the playoff hole.
Yeah,
that was one of the best moments in golf history for me.
Yeah, I mean when he was on, I mean it was the way that he did it, right? He demoralized you because he would hit it 340 down the middle, and then he'd hit a 9-iron, yep, to 6 feet and make the putt, and like you're hitting driver 5-iron. Yeah, it's different from how we've seen other guys dominate. Like Spieth, of course, had some good ball striking, but he did it with a putter. When Jason Day was world number one, right? He did it with a putter. He made everything he looked at. Rose, kind of, yep, the same thing. So. I do miss good DJ. Hopefully he comes back. But for now, like, he's just a kind of top 15, top 20 type guy.
Last week, let's carry over the guys who are playing. It's virtually the same field. Yeah. Strokes gained approach last week, top five leaders. Woodland Thomas. Woodland, who had lost 32 pounds. Woodland Thomas, HV3, Morikawa Berger. Top five strokes gained tee to green. Bryson looked really good. Morikawa, Xander, Berger, Thomas. Top five putting. Just for reference. Spieth, back. Reed.
Shocker.
Here's an interesting one. Rory Sabatini.
Mm-hmm.
He was third in putting last week, coming to a course where he's done really well. Your guy Fitzpatrick, and then Justin Rose. So for my purposes, in the Model TM, I did... virtually, like you said, it's a very comparable course to Colonial. I did virtually the same thing, only I lessened par four scoring. And because the par fives are so critical to scoring here, I added par five. But basically, par fives, scrambling, bogey avoidance, birdies are better, tee to green approach, sand saves. The list that came out, it's probably going to be very similar to yours, but the Model TM spit this out. Justin Thomas, Webb Simpson, by far and away, number 1-2.
Mm-hmm.
Bryson, Rory, Berger, Woodland, Schauffele, Rahm, M. Reed. I love all 10 of those. I don't disagree with any of them. What about you?
Yeah, that's a pretty good list. I mean, in terms of course fit and stats, yeah, kind of the same thing. You know, I'm obviously weighing approach very heavily, but you have to weigh the around the green game here. I don't think putting is quite as important as it was last week. I mean, you have to make putts, but I don't think you're going to see guys gaining 8 or 9 strokes on the greens here because the greens are small, meaning the putts you're going to get are shorter and more people are going to make more putts. Also means more people are going to miss greens. So you're going to need some around the green game. But yeah, my model is very interesting in terms of the studs. I mean, they're all up there. I have Rory 1, Rahm 2, Morikawa, Matsuyama, Webb. But then Fitzpatrick is 6. And, he's obviously coming in here. Not many people know he's made 19 cuts in a row on tour. The second longest streak, only behind Morikawa, who is just a freak of nature. So I like him a lot. After that, I have JT, I have M, Xander, and Scheffler rounding out the top 10.
Scheffler. I mean, the stuff that you were saying about Scheffler, how could you go back to him?
I probably won't, and I didn't last week. Well, I didn't have a lot last week. I was definitely under the field average, but yeah, I mean, the model says so, but I mean, yeah, you have to make some adjustments, and I definitely don't like him here. I think Morikawa is going to be a very difficult decision this week. He was underpriced last week on a course that was perfect for him, which we saw. Everybody played him. Now he's up 1,000, a course that still should suit him, but it's a little different. Like, it's a trickier course. It's a narrower course. You need some experience here. And I just don't trust his short game. So when you're saying he's $10,000 and I mean, Webb is $9,000 or Rose is $9,200. I mean,
yes,
I will have a hard time paying for Morikawa this week.
Here's the if I add a little more to around the green in terms of waiting, the only guy that changes and comes into play big time is Hideki Matsuyama. Everyone recognizes Hideki as an incredible ball striker, but his short game outside of putting, his around the green game is impeccable. He's much like Ben On that way. No one thinks Ben On is great around the green, or Siwoo Kim. They're some of the best on earth. Ben On cannot putt.
He can chip.
He can chip.
Yeah, I think that's going to help him this week because, again, you need to scramble. It's definitely more of a ball-striking course. And, I mean, the average birdie putt here is probably going to be, you know, 18 to 20 feet. They're going to be shorter birdie putts. And, yeah,
totally.
I mean, I think On, he falls in that category with, like, Harris English of guys who burned everyone last week. And, I mean, I think they're all in play this week.
The eyeball test for me, where as I gear towards writing my list up, I really like Thomas. I like his form last week. A little rust, but in terms of suitability for this course, he's Mr. Everything. His putting has really tailed off somewhat from when he was winning 10 times a year a few years ago. I can't statistically back that up, but I just feel it. But Thomas is just seems to be really suited for what we have this week. Rose, another one, probably my top two. I'm not a huge fan of Justin Rose, but he had the club change. Mm-hmm. He looked really good last week. And this is a Rose course, right? Another guy who's in
there. We needed him to make a putt. And on Sunday, he lost, what, 3.5 strokes putting Sunday?
Yeah, it was tough.
Yeah, just to miss the playoff by one. But yeah, I mean, I think that's interesting. And I didn't watch a ton of golf this last week. I watched maybe an hour and a half Saturday and 2 hours Sunday. I don't think I saw JT hit a fairway. And yes, he was hitting some drivers trying to cut dog legs, but I mean, even when he was hitting three woods and stuff, like he was all over the map. I don't know how I feel about him here. And I mean, it's a week where there's a lot of good plays and you have to make some cuts. So I don't know how much JT I will have in the end.
He made up for that in approach for sure. And around the green, because he was, what, fifth in this field coming in tee to green, but lost.
He always is. He's such a good iron player, and like people just they kind of forget it. But he has always been, his whole career, he's been basically a top five, top 10 strokes gained approach. But yeah, I think again, there's a lot of volatility this week, and I'm not going to start many lineups with somebody who's $11,000.
All right, so here's my eyeball test. Continue it out: Webb, Thomas, Rose, Reed, who just continues week after week to play well. I said Hadwin last week, and he actually played pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
He's an RBC guy, right? Yes, he is.
Yes.
He's actually a very good par five scorer, and everything about his game is just pretty rock solid, right? I mean, he just no frills, hits fairway, pretty good iron player, great wedge player, you know, one of the top putters. It just seems to me he suits this course. Gary, I like.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Bryson, like him a lot. M fits any course. And then there's the Luke List factor. And I could throw Donald in there too, because you got to triple down on Donald this week. He's 150 to 1. He's almost spookily finished the second here every year. But Luke List, listen. Was it 2017 when he battled Ollie for the win and Wes Bryan got it?
Yes. 17, yeah.
So Luke List is one of our, you know, it's Jamie Lovemark, Luke List, Ollie Schneidergens, the 2017 crew who we were just all over waiting for their first wins. Luke List gets his Korn Ferry Tour win last week, which that tour is one of the toughest on earth because they're all so dialed in and anxious to win and get their PGA Tour card. Now he wins. So does that alleviate some nerves for Luke List going to a course where he does well? I like Luke List. I mean, he plays well on tough courses. He plays well at the Honda. What am I crazy? Do you take a stab at him?
No, no, not at all. I think I'm glad where he's priced. I was afraid he was going to come in at about 66 or 6,500 and just be owned by everybody after that win.
Yeah.
72. He's high enough. Yeah, he's high enough where, like, you know, there are other really good players around him. So, yeah, I think he is, he's firmly in play. And I always look, I mean, you never know what to do when a guy wins. He didn't have that much to play for. He already had his tour card locked up. You know, he has his status. So I think it's just going to give him more confidence. I could definitely see him, you know, being a top 15, top 20 this week.
I'm going to go by category.
All right.
One in the top tier, and then two in the nines, three in the eights, three in the sevens, three in the sixes.
All right.
Here's who I like in each. In the 10 plus range, I mean, if you want to play someone that expensive, probably Bryson, would you say, is one of your safest picks at this point? For return?
Probably. Yeah, probably. Or but again, yeah, I just don't know if I'm going to go up that high. But, I mean, I like him better than JT and Rom.
In the nines, the two I like, Rose and Webb. I'm surprised Rose is still, what, 92?
Mm-hmm.
And Webb in the nines at this course, which, you know, probably one of his best. You know, he, I mean, he's won the players like Siwoo Kim, Pete Dye course, arguably one of the best chippers of the ball on tour, one of the best, better wedge players.
Mm-hmm.
In the eights, Kuchar, that's an interesting one. His course history here is elite.
Yeah.
He's an RBC guy. Reed and Spieth. I'm going back to Spieth. I'm sorry. It's insane to do that. I know. Who do you like in the eights?
Yeah, I mean, I like Woodland probably the best, followed by Kuchar. And then honestly, if I had to pick a third there, I would probably play some DJ. I mean, it's as cheap as he's going to be. I don't like Brooks. I don't like Spieth. I'm not going to take Berger off the win at a high price. And basically, yeah, that leaves me what? Finau, I don't love him. Reed, Fowler, or DJ. I'll take DJ there.
Isn't it crazy that we're not even thinking of playing DJ? Well, at least I wasn't up until you said that. It just came over me.
Right?
Imagine getting Dustin Johnson at Heritage, an RBC guy, at 40 to 1. And him winning and not being
under 10% owned, by the way. Also.
Right. Right. I mean,
and he could be your third guy in a lineup. Fourth. Yeah, he'd be your fourth guy in a lineup.
I remember he played here out of contractually because of RBC after the Masters a couple of years ago. Not the Bad Back Masters. But he was, what, 3.5 to 1 opening line?
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah.
He didn't win, by the way.
No bad Sunday.
In the sevens, here's the honeypot. Grace, super highly owned, right?
Yes.
Poulter, same. JT Poston,
chalk.
Neiman had a ridiculous Sunday ball striking, and putt well. Watch out for Neiman. He could sneak in.
I played him Saturday.
Bang.
Great.
Yeah, those showdowns, I mean, it's tough to carry over day to day. You almost have to just flip the script.
Well, yeah, I mean, and I'm going to blame Saul here because Saul
is an idiot.
He asked me these questions, which makes me do research, which makes me play, and I end up playing the same guys as him, so I'm drawn dead before I start.
You know, he's just projecting. He's just trying to get you on different guys or take out his anxiety on you.
Yeah.
And so just don't fall for it. And then the sixes, this is going to shock the world. But Grillo is decent Pete Dye course. I know.
You're going to give me waiting Luke for Donald your and Emiliano Grillo.
No, Luke Donald 7,000.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, give me Russell Knox too, sure. Just all those terrible players.
Siwoo Kim? Oh. Is that a terrible idea?
He hasn't made a cut since he won the Players, basically.
He didn't make a cut going into the players.
Yeah.
He missed 40 cuts in a row, and he wins the toughest course on tour.
I'm surprised you didn't name one of your favorites, even though in that—
Johnny Vegas?
No, lower. In that low six range where he is like by far my lowest rated, but Chappell. I'm shocked that you mentioned Kevin Chappell.
Yes. Where was it that he made his debut last year and shot a 60? Was it here?
He shot 59. No, it was Greenbrier, I think.
It's Greenbrier. That was it.
He hadn't played in like months and he shot 59. Yeah.
That was an insane round.
Yeah, he's down there low. Yeah, I mean, look, he can make a cut for sure. But no, I mean, there's some guys down here in the sixes that like I'll gamble on. And, you know, I mean, look, people are going to play the same guys that they've been playing for the last however many months. Like you see guys like Higgs down there. The people will play Hadley again after seeing what he did. Putnam, everyone played last week. He struggled. But there's a couple guys here who stand out to me. One is Cameron Tringali. He's rating very, very highly here. He's just kind of been making a lot of cuts, and he has some upside.
What?
Probably not top five, probably not top 10 upside, but probably top 20 upside. He rates out very, very well this week.
There are 154 players in this field.
Well, you made me talk about the sixes.
What?
Well, you said we're in the sixes.
Yeah, but I would have named 153 others first.
Yeah, well, he's only 6,400, so he's one.
Ted Potter Jr., you're going to say?
No, I had some...
J.J. Spahn?
I had some Tyler Duncan last week, and he played pretty well. He won RSM, which is pretty similar to this.
Yeah.
A good iron player, makes a lot of birdies. Why not? I think those would be my favorite two. And then...
Michael Kim.
No, I mean, your guy, Hubbard. He played well again last week. Like, I mean, this is, again, perfect type of course for him. Good with the wedges, hits every fairway. Like, I mean, those are the guys where, like, you shoot 164 or 63 and you're hanging around all week. But, no, I'm going to make my money this week in the sevens. There are a ton of options. And I really think the key here is just, one, going back to guys who burned you or who burned everybody. And, two, just being different. Like, what was Harris English last week, 19%?
Yeah.
He's going to be 6% this week. What was Ryan Palmer last week? 20%? He's going to be 5%. Like, I think
Webb.
Those are great plays.
Nah? Do you dare go to Kevin Na?
Sure. Yeah, why not? On missed the cut last week. He's going to be 8%.
Ben didn't miss the cut last week.
Oh, sorry. No, he was like T50. He made what? Like a 10 the last week?
He might as well miss the cut on Sunday.
Yeah. Yeah, but like, yeah, I mean, I think you mentioned it, right? People are going to play Brandon Grace. People are going to play Kokrak. People are going to play Kisner and Poulter. Like,
and Woodland.
Yeah, like, I just want to play other people. Like, I mean,
I want to play other losing people.
Yeah. And I know you made fun of us in the text earlier, but like, why not play Sergio? He missed the cut by one last week. He was $8,000. Now he's in the low sevens. Course that fits in pretty well. Like, everyone's going to play Bud Cauley for 7,200. Why not play Sergio? Why not play GMAC? Why not play Furyk? Like, I mean, all those guys are really good course fits and a third of the ownership. So that's the way that I'm going this week.
I was just reading the replies to my Sergio, that's neat comment. I made Saul so mad by calling.
I played him in
cash
last week, like for $8,000. So yeah, I don't know.
I was calling every one of his teammates gutless.
Well, you're right about that one though.
Yeah. So who's our pick? I'm going with Rose. Rose wins.
Rose sadly. Wins.
Yeah. Or Tom. Yeah, Rose or Thomas.
I've got three that I'm kind of between, but I'm going to give you two because they're the only two that I've bet so far. Right. I bet M and Woodland.
There you go. I can behind that. Or something.
I think it's going to be right in that range. It could be Rose. It could be Hideki. It could be Webb. Somewhere in that 25 to 40 range is where you're going to find the winner this week.
All right, man. Daniel Berger back to back, baby.
I want to see Fitz get a tartan jacket. I think it would be great. It'd be like we came full circle and the two of them finally got their jackets back to back week. So let's do it.
Love it. See you, man. Thanks.
See you.
I really just feel my own personal opinion that this is a Justin Rose week. I felt he was pretty close last week, and this is a very similar type course. And that's where I'm headed, at least for now. Of course, I'll completely, well, Spieth too, and Thomas. And here I'm going to name 20 other players. But Rose, 28-1. I don't know. I put my really long picks out there today. Vegas, Donald, triple down on Luke Donald. Triple down. That'll be a fun ride. Do you go to DJ 40-1? List 100, Adam Hadwin. People like Sam Burns, Johnny Vegas. Just bet everyone. There you go. Bet everyone. And then parlay it with Chief Weber's NASCAR. Who did I like? Yeah, Justin Rose with Corn Cob McSteering Wheel. 1,000-1. I will talk to you at number 150. In the time of chimpanzees, I was a monkey. Butane in my veins and a mouth to kept the chunky with the plastic eyeballs. Spray paint the vegetables, dog food stalls with the beefcake pantyhose. Kill the headlights and put it in neutral. Stock car flaming with a loser in the cruise control. Babies in Reno with the vitamin D. Got a couple of couches, sleep on the love seat. Someone came saying I'm insane to complain about it.
Splinters.